Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're tuning in to Pixelated Conversations with your hosts, Neo and Sadie Avandre. We're excited to share with you from week to week our thoughts and feelings on Second Life, gaming, and just life in general. Tune in and make sure that you're able to add your input to the conversation. You can always call in to speak with us during our broadcast at 914-205-5677. Again, 914-205-5677. We are excited to do this show with you, and we can't wait. See you in the show. All right, what's cracking? What's popping? What's populating? Populating, populating, populating. It's your boy, Neo Avandre. Hopefully, Sadie will be joining me here in a hot minute. We hope, and I apologize for starting late, y'all. Please forgive me. I am not feeling my best. My wife is in the hospital right now. And because of that, I haven't been sleeping good. And I apologize to all of my listeners. If my show is a little substandard, and I depend upon Sadie a lot to help me through, and it appears she's not on. I'm not sure what is going on with her. Oh, can I get an Uber to Uber? Now, I really, I'm really kind of sad that Sadie isn't on, because I'm not a shopper on SL like that. I'm really not. Most dudes are not. We're just not. We are not out there shopping like crazy. And because we are not out there like crazy, because I'm not out there like crazy, I don't know a lot about what is going on as far as shopping goes. I know Uber is going on right now, and I tried to log into Uber this morning, and I cannot. It just says that it is busy, that you cannot get in, which sucks. Not sure exactly why it's like that, but it is like that right now. I know why. I bet Uber is the most popular shopping event on the grid. Everybody and their mama is at Uber. And one of the tips that I would say, talking about shopping shows and things like Uber, is to not go right when the event opens. If you can at all wait, and some of us, can't because we just shop like that. We have an addiction, a shopping addiction. I don't know about you, but there are times where I feel like I have a shopping addiction, where I got to spend. Those of us that have that shopping addiction, and we gotta go right when it's popping, right when it's happening. Now, wow, as I'm sitting here talking to y'all, it appears I got an Uber. I did. I got an Uber. So you can't get in. You can keep trying, of course, to get in. And a lot of people do that. Or like I said, if I were you, I would wait for a bit after an event starts. And that is so that make sure that, you know, when the event starts, everybody and their mama wanna be there. Everybody. And so it's hard. It's hard to get in. Like I said, I've been trying to get in for days to Uber. I've been trying to get in days to Uber and just now got in. I would say that persistence also pays off. Mark them up. I love persistence. Persistence pays off. I have been trying for the past few days to get in and just now got in. There's a lot of, now if you can't get in Uber, I would like to keep trying. Because, like, I'm looking at some stuff right now, just looking, like the thing that Fancy Decor has, like, a whole, like, furniture set, like, living room furniture set that I think that is bombdiggity.com. It's a brand. They're, like I said, shopping events, you can get a lot of tight stuff at shopping events. Now, ladies, I can't speak to y'all. I don't know what shopping events y'all can go to and stuff to get the best deals. I don't know nothing about but from Dudes Man Cave, I go every month, the Man Cave. As a matter of fact, right now, I have an Animesh companion that I just picked up from Man Cave for Lock and G. It's a Great Dane. I think it's tight. I love him. I named him Nipsey. That's my boy Nipsey Hussle. But shopping events, like for Man Cave, I love going to. I wouldn't suggest going like at the beginning of each month. Because, like I said, it's busy. And because stuff is always busy, you know, you don't want to go right when it gets going. No. You want to wait until, like I said, you want to wait until the dust settles. Let's see. But Man Cave is huge. I want to say weekly giveaways. Sorry for the young. Not giveaways, sorry. Weekly events are great places to find stuff. I love going to weekly events. What I mean by weekly events, there's men weekends, the weekend man. I should have, like I said, I'm all discombobulated today. Please forgive me, and please don't judge the show off of that. Manly Weekend. Manly Weekend, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can get a lot of stuff. And then, if you rock Gianni body like me, then most of the clothes fit, most of the, most of the stuff is all catered straight to you. So, definitely, if you're a dude, check that out. 50 Linden Fridays, are amazing. I love going to those. Those always have really good furniture deals. Access Weekends, Wonderlust Weekends, Secret Sale Sundays. All of these are weekly events that, like I said, I go to them. I like to cop furniture, just because I'm, you know, trying to do business on Second Life, and so I always have furniture. Furniture is always needed for me. So I hit up those weekly sales for those things specifically. Even at Uber right now, I'm looking at like a freaking boot. Like, there's all kinds of amazing, crazy stuff that you can find. That speedboat is actually pretty tight. I twist it. I wonder how much they want for it, though. That is the question. How much? They want you to go somewhere to buy it. Shop owners, don't do that. I'll put some on the plane and be like, oh, go here. Another tip, like I'm doing right now, is camming. Cam around sales events. Don't try to walk around them. I know, like, the roleplay experience is cute to be able to, you know, walk around them. In case you can. But I'm talking about, like, Uber, forget about it. You know, it's set up all cute. They even have little, you know, places to sit down and stuff like that. No. Camming is not. You need to cam for sure. Let's see. What other tips do I have? See, I really apologize. Because I said, Sadie, to me, knows the ins and outs as far as, the shopping, and I was really going to be leaning on her a lot today. I'm not sure what's going on. Why she's not able to be here for our show. Real life. Life happens. Must. Any other tips that I have? Like I said, camming, show up late. Like I said, showing up right when stuff starts, you're not going to get in. Like, it's not going to happen. Um, So, yeah, short wait. I hate that I have to say that, but short wait. Cam, check out the weekly sales. If you want to know where I get all of my 411 as far as sales goes, there's a website, and I will put it in the description for the podcast so that y'all can get to it. It is called Second Life Syndicate, and this website, I think, is the best when it comes in there in the description for y'all. This website has all of the sales info. But yeah, this website has all of the sales info that you could want. There is a Discord that they run, which is amazing. And in the Discord, you can get up to the minute sales event free, gift card giveaways. I mean, like, everything that goes down. I've gotten, like, gift cards and freebies and cheapies and group gifts that are tight and things like that. Every single thing that I've gotten, I've gotten from Second Life Syndicate. So, yeah. Definitely check out them. They are like the cat meow. There's other websites and blogs out there that do this. There's, like I said, there's other websites that you can go to that has information, that has the 411. And you can go to those different websites and get information. But Uber, I'm looking at Uber right now. There's a lot of tight stuff. There's like a tattoo that I think is like super tight. Tattoo artists, can y'all ever do tattoos that are not surrounding death? It seems like either on SL, either our stuff is about fucking. And I didn't use the cuss word. I said F-R-U-C-K-I-N-G. Something I steal from a content maker I love, Larry Reed. He says that word all the time, instead of the cuss word. But that's another one that he says a lot. It seems like on SA, everything is either about sex. If it's not about sex, it's about death or sin. Y'all love, like, upside down crosses and, I mean, satanic. Like, I don't know why. Like, my tattoos are, like, the very few Christian tattoos I was ever able to find myself. And it took a lot for me to find that, like, for real. It was not easy finding it at all. It was tough. But Wow, there's a lot of cool stuff at Uber. Like things that I could use for movie scenes and things. Huh. See, my problem is I don't got linen like that. I have to come back tomorrow when I reload my linen. Because they got this thing made by Killers Production that, oh, wait. It's only 400 linen? Can I make that happen, Captain? Can't make it happen. If it's only 400 linden, I might be able to make it happen. It is only 400 linden. I'm broke. I'm always broke anyways. Y'all don't like tipping owners of nightclubs. I don't know why. Yeah, I think that we, I guess, are paid in shape. We DJ for our health and don't need. Anywho, yeah, just camming around Uber and bought this up. There's groups. Uber does have giveaways. I know of. But yeah, there's a lot of great things at Uber. Are you? I check it out. Like I said, I've been trying for days to get in. I just got in. As a blogger, I know that they let some bloggers in early. I guess I'm not known enough yet to get in early. My blog ain't known enough. But I'm hoping. So, thank y'all for listening to my substandard podcast today. Because usually, like I said, it's cracking. Usually, we have Sadie here, and Sadie just helps me so much because I bounce off of her. But we are not gonna not have the podcast if one of our hosts can't show up. We're gonna move on. Anyway, regardless, so because of that, let's move on. Regardless, but we will be here next week. Next week we're going to talk about, because starting June, we're going to start talking about doing business in SL. And how y'all can, that's something that I think is my wheelhouse, is how to start your own SL business. So I think that you guys will enjoy taking part in that. That is going to be a good conversation, one that I know a lot about, that I will be able to guide you step by step on how to start your own business. So thank you guys for tuning in to today's podcast. Please, if you guys are believers of God, at all. Lift my wife up in prayer. She's, like I said, she's in the hospital right now. She had weight loss surgery yesterday. Shout out to Miss Harley. Shout out. Love you, baby. Love you with all of my heart. Kind of throw out the heart sign real quick. But love you. She's in the hospital, and so my mind is not on point. And like I said, I don't know a lot about shopping. I wanted to talk about shopping because I wanted Miss Sadie to give us the 411, those tips and tricks and things that she knows of how to get the most out of these events. And so we will probably revisit this topic again soon. We will sit down and talk again soon. Until then, I thank you guys. Thank you so much for listening in. We were on the front page of Blog Talk Radio last week, so I am super ecstatic and proud of that. I'm super proud of all the work that she puts in. Mad love for her. All the work that she puts in to make it happen. She does a lot of work to make it happen. And so, shout out to her, for real. And everything that she does. And I hope that you guys can check out things like Uber. Uber has a lot of bomb stuff, y'all. A lot of bomb stuff. And I wish that I had money here. Right here, because it'd be telling me there's a greenhouse that I think is just Uber. I was looking for. Unkindness has a bedroom set that is amazing. There's just so much stuff here. Uber. It's not even funny. Decor has an amazing bedroom set. I mean, I'm definitely going to try to come back tomorrow when I have some money. If I can get in, or I will wait until... If you wait a couple days to where the hype, I'll call it that, the hype is down, then you will get a lot, you will get in, and it'll be a lot less laggy, and I think that you'll have a better experience. But yeah, that is it for me today. I hope that you guys got something out of the podcast. Again, I apologize that my co-host wasn't here. Real life probably, does what it does, which is, real life always ends up smacking us around. But the show must go on anyways. I hope that you guys enjoy. So, take care. God bless. I will see you guys next week. Love and kisses from your boy, DJ Neo. Make sure you check out dj-neo.net. Make sure that you become a Patreon. God bless, guys.